The Chafetz Chaim brings here in Shmir Salosh and Shar Zechira Perik Ches, issue number 61, from the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Kol HaMalushin is Chaveroi Baseser, Ein Loi Refua. Says Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, the great Tano, the Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva, whoever is Malushin is Chaveroi Baseser, he speaks Loshon Hara, he slanders his quote-unquote friend privately, secretly, ein lo yirfuah, will never be healed. What does this mean? He brings a pasuk, miloshni ba'seiser re'ehu, oisoi atzmis, one who slanders the other person in secret, oisoi, says Hashem, atzmis, maran erichin, the pasuk in Tehillim, him I will destroy. Meaning what? Meaning that the person will be permanently punished. Because of Echad Omer, another pasuk says, in Devarim, Arur make re'eyu ba'sasser. Arur, an arur is a curse. Person should be cursed who hits his friend in secret. How do you hit your friend in secret? Person speaks Lashon Hara about somebody else. That's called hitting his friend in secrecy. Dalucha shu, you should know that this is true, says the Chofetz Chaim, he brings that the punishment of Lashon Hara is that the person will never be healed. Come and see Hanocha shehilshin ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Adam v'Ezroi. Because Baruch Hu, you see over here that the Nachash came and he spoke Lashon Hara against Adam and Chava, his wife. What does it say in the pasuk? Aru HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shia Ofer Ma'achol Lo Yishnemar Va'ofer Toicha Al Kol Yomecha. So what did Hashem do? Hashem cursed him. All the days of the life of the Nachash, he's going to be eating from the sand, from the dust of the earth. Perush Kimoish Sham Ksiv Kol Yomecha Yecha, just like it says over there, Kol Yomecha Yecha. This is all the days of your life. Kol yimei chayecha. Bevadai hakavana shlo yisrapel afli mois Mashiach. Explains the Chavetz Chaim. This means that even when Mashiach comes, the nachash will not be healed. As Gemara and Brachas tells us, kol yimei chayecha hoylem azeh, kol yimei chayecha lo avi lemois Mashiach, as we say in Haggadah. Yimei chayecha, the days of your life, in regards to leaving Mitzrayim, are including this life as well as the days of Mashiach. Af kan ein l'refuah tamid. So to this person who is a habitual offender, he lives his life speaking Lashon Hara. He lives his life slandering, ruining people's lives. Ein l'refuah. Af kan ein l'refuah tamid. This person will never be healed. In other words, even Mashiach comes. Because there is a gang came as far makdoishim shem esap lashon hara mizoynusov mismatin. Furthermore, the Chavetz Chaim says, I also found in different svar makdoishim that a person who speaks lashon hara, his livelihood, his sustenance, his finances, whatever you want to call it, whether it's cryptocurrency or any currency, will be lessened. Kinochosh nismatu mizoynosov, just like the snake whose food was also lessened. So you'll ask, what do you mean it was lessened? There's offer everywhere. There's dirt everywhere. He gets it anywhere he wants. The enjoyment, the pleasure that a person would have or the snake would have had is taken away. That's what he's discussing over here. Now, Poshut, it's obvious. The Mishu Margal Atzmai, a person who costs himself in such a chait like this, Bismidus, continuously, with Lashon Hara, Unshoi Shineno, Shavurzeh, Banius, Vidalus, Usharit, Soros, Gamke, Bismidus. This person will suffer because of his Lashon Hara that he lives day in and day out. We're not talking about a person who slipped and he did tshuva. We're talking about a person who is doing this on a regular basis. He's going to be punished with poverty. Anius, with dalus, dal is the lesson of low, lowliness. and other suffering, other difficult trials and tribulations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him for this aveira of Lashon Hara. Temuras tsaras muchletes, in exchange for the fact that this person should really get tsaras. Sheyaroi liyos alof over ze, he should have got tsaras. Temuras tsaras muchletes. And as we've been discussing, that a person who speaks in such a way like this, a person who speaks Lashon Hara, tsaras is still around today. We have a few more lines to finish this Perek Ches. Let's see further. Chavetz Chaim now sums up this Perek. I mean, this is Bar Mikol Eilu Goydlo Onshosh Nefroim Yimeno Bezeho Ilam Venenosh of Azeb Tzorius Vaniyus Tmidis. We see very clearly to the great extent of the punishment that this person who speaks Lashon Hara gets. He's punished here, Olam Hazeh, in this world. He gets poverty, other difficulties. Lefamim gam b'misa chas Hashem, sometimes even with death. Lo'idai lebali loshen hara shegarim lilkois ba'atzim hazeh ela shaloikin ha'olam b'chetam gam kein b'zeh ha'oifin. Not only is the person himself punished, but he also brings punishment to the entire world who suffers along with him. Shenigra meyehen mizoy nesein, because he causes a lack of positive hashpa, positive good to come from to the world. The person has to understand, when people are speaking Lashon Hara, they're causing the floodgates of good to be held back. That's what Lashon Hara does. And then people say, why doesn't this happen? So many tzaras. What can we do about it? So one of the first things people do is, let's get an organization together. Let's have a meeting about it. Very simple. Don't go too far. Take out the Sefer Shmias Lashem from the Chavetz Chaim and see, what should one do if they're at Tzaras? Strengthen one's Shmias Lashem. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Ein Hak Yisham Net Sar Melo Bishvil Masapri Lashon Hara. The rain stops coming, which is the source of all everything we have. If we don't Chas Hashem have rain, there's no growth in the ground. Just look at the grass right now. It's not growing in the winter. What is it? 30 degrees outside, 45 degrees, 40 degrees. Nothing's growing now. If there's no rain, nothing grows. Nothing grows. There's no animals. No animals. No people. Nothing. Nothing. Chas Hashem. This person causes death, destruction, war, killing to come to the world. Why? Because of Lashon Hara. It sounds, oh, come on, I'm going to say words down here, and there's going to be a war in Ukraine. It's that Meshuggah and Russia's fault. What do you want from me? All right, listen, that Meshuggah and Russia's got issues, he's got his issues also. But we have to realize that when we speak Lashon Hara, we're causing Rachmana Litzlan, these things to happen. Not we, if people speak. In conclusion, Al-Kein, Achavetz B'chai, V'chai Yoylam, one who wants the life, desires life, and the life of the world around him, Yinsur L'shoynim Mirav Yetoyv Lo'i B'zeu Abba, he should guard his tongue from speaking evil, and it will be good for him, both in this world and the next. This is the conclusion of Perek Ches, and I just want to point something out, because he mentioned that people who speak Lashon Hara, they will be punished with poverty. There is a greater, it's hard to hear what I'm about to say, it's not from me, we've learned this together in the past from other Svarim, there's a greater sometimes punishment than poverty. It's like a greater punishment than poverty. A person doesn't have any money for anything that's greater than that. And it's because the recorder is going, you're not going to say the answer. And the answer is, if the person is cursed with an abundance of endless wealth, and we've seen the Sfarim say this, and the person who is cursed with that type of wealth, he will never come to recognize Hashem. He will never come to acknowledge that there's a creator to this universe, that there's someone bigger and better than him. And he'll never do tshuva. And he'll be punished here in this world and have nothing at all in the world to come. And that we've seen as well.